Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Thank you for bearing with me while I experience some technical difficulties. My computer keeps seeming to be flashing. Today is December 22nd, and for those of you celebrating Christmas, it is right around the corner. Here in the Fredericksburg area of Virginia, we got quite a bit of snow, and it has caused a lot of confusion. So if you are listening from this area or another area that has got some unexpected snowfall at this time, I hope that you have all of your shopping done and are able to enjoy the season. And if you're not, if you're among those that are out there wandering around trying to get everything done, I do hope that you are taking some time for yourself to remember to relax and just breathe. All right, with that said, I want to remind you of a couple of upcoming shows. On the 29th, which is next Tuesday, we're going to have Reverend Dwight Smith here talking to us about the Christ Letters. In January, on January 12th, we have Bob Macko, who's going to be talking to us about the transformation and healing powers of music. And we're going to be using one of Bob's pieces today for the meditation, so you'll have a chance to experience them if you have not before. And then on the 26th of January, we are going to have Stephen Horn talking to us about his new book, Heal Yourself, Heal Your World. And because you all have had so much fun and really enjoyed the angel shows, Charlene is coming back one more time before the end of the year. We're going to have her here on the 27th, which is this coming Sunday. Again, it's going to be from 7 to 8:30. And for those of you that have been listening and wanting to know a little bit more about Charlene and work with her some more, on January 15th and January 29th, which are Friday nights, I believe we're going to start it at 7 o'clock. I'll double-check that time, though. We're going to have a night with the angels, and that is a paid program. So if you want to know more about that, just contact me on Facebook at The Honoring Hour or email me at talkingtoangels@AOL. It's T-L-K-N, the number 2, A-N-G-L-S. So with that being said, let's start with our meditation. I want to thank you all for joining me today or downloading this archive. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Get yourself settled in. And during meditation, please do not be driving a car, operating heavy machinery, or otherwise needing to be fully engaged in something else. Meditation is a time where we get to really just spend it all to ourselves, letting our mind go where it needs to go. And if you're not used to meditating and you have a problem staying in your body, then it's always helpful to sit in a chair where your back is straight. It might make you slightly uncomfortable, but being aware of your body is not a bad thing. With your feet on the ground, flat on the ground, and your hands palms down on your legs. And just breathing deeply, allow yourself to get lost in Bob's wonderful music. Just breathe deeply. Seems to be having trouble playing. Just allow yourself to breathe, letting every cell of your body fill beauty of your soul. And as your soul begins to enter into every cell of your body, feel your body beginning to relax. being comfortable and feeling secure with the presence of your soul. And as you allow yourself to be in this space, take a moment to have a brief inventory of all the wonderful things in your life. The ability to wake up this morning. For any of you who might be grasping. And for those of you that are making an endless, infinite list of gratitude, allow that to spread to everyone in the world. Share that wonderful feeling with everyone. And at this time, when there are so many holidays being celebrated, so many different traditions, allow yourself to find tolerance and acceptance in your heart for those who may have different ideas than yourself. Just continue to breathe deeply throughout this. And in this place of relaxing, and becoming one with all that is. Allow your heart to expand and engage in the wonderful beauty of the Earth's energy, her true core energy. Connecting also with the wisdom and the beauty of the universe, all the wonders and miracles that are out there available to each of us. And in this place of connecting heaven and earth, set your intention to be fully receptive to all the wonderful, fantastic experiences that this life has to offer. Allow yourself to receive all the good that is here to come to you without reservation, without any doubt. All of the wonderful things that are here for us to experience, each and every one of us, no matter where we are, no matter what is happening in our lives at this time, the universe, our creative source by whatever name, is ready to be here with us and provide us with all of our heart's desires And at this time of year, where in the northern hemisphere we are moving into longer days, celebrating the return of the light. Allow yourself to experience all that that light brings, both the sunlight and the light that is contained within each of us, that universal spark of wisdom. And for those of you who are celebrating the days getting shorter, allow the light within you to be your guiding source. Knowing that as the powerful beings that we are, we always have light, as much as we need, and as much as we are willing to accept. And remember to just breathe deeply, taking a few moments to yourself to relax and enjoy just being you. And despite any hustle and bustle you may need to continue with after this moment, or that you have been experiencing prior to now, just let yourself slip into a nice, relaxed state. Do this as a gift to yourself. Remembering that breathing deeply at any time is one of the greatest, healthiest benefits we could ever do for ourselves. And we can do it regardless of what's going on. It's a very simple way to remember the miracle on the earth, just breathing deeply, allowing the oxygen to help our bodies relax, allowing our soul to be in every cell of our body. Giving us the full power to create, accept all that we desire. Thank you. for these moments with nowhere to go, nothing to do but be. Given the appropriate attention, this is all that you will need to rejuvenate yourself and set yourself back on track during this holiday season. In a quiet moment, allowing your body to relax, and when you are ready, allow yourself to become more aware of the room around you, keeping your breathing deep, your mind alert. I'd like to thank you for joining us here today on the Honoring Hour for our monthly meditation. For those of you celebrating Christmas, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. For those of you celebrating other holidays, Happy Holidays. And for those who are choosing not to celebrate at all, I wish you a great day. Happy New Year to you all. I hope you'll join us again next week for the Christ Letters.